Trumos, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 4:11. Straight continuation of the previous Mishnah, we see now an illustration of the principles at work between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer regarding whether, as I put it, position matters when you have a combination of Chulin and Truma together with regards to Meduma. So you'll recall from a moment ago, we said that Rabbi Yehoshua is Machmir and holds that if you know where the Truma is localized, you can't use any chulin that's not possibly included in that locality to count towards the 100 requisite chulin to annul the existence of that truma to make it a permissible mixture. And Rabbi Eliezer was makel. He said, it doesn't matter, even if you know that the truma is on top per se, you can consider the total amount of chulin and truma mixed together, even though they're not mixed per se, they're just in combination, one on top of the other. That's okay to get to the 100. So here the Mishnah says inside, Sa truma shenafla al pi magura. You have a one sa, a unit of truma, that falls shenafla al pi magura. A magura is like a storage room where the grain is kept. So you have a full grain silo, let's say, worth of grain, and on top of it falls one bucket, a sa, of truma grain. Ukafa, and you peel off the top layer, that is to say, you know it's somewhere on top, so you basically pull out everything on the top layer that might include truma grain. So of course, you'll end up pulling much more than one saw because you can't tell exactly where the truma ends and the chulin begins atop of the magura, but you'll just take off that top layer as much as you need to, and you'll have after that, two different piles. You'll have what remained in the magura, which is pure chulin, and you'll have what you peeled off the top of the magura, with the which will be a combination of truma and chulin. The question is, how does one look at the truma? Has it been annulled and become batal in the mixture with the chulin? So the case here is where you have, for argument's sake, 100 or more chulin in the magura initially. So when, let's say you have 100 chulin in the magura, so when the sa'ah, the bucket full of truma, falls on top of the pile inside that storage room, so you have now one unit of truma against 100 units of chulin, and the whole thing should be mutter. But now you went and identified and pulled off the top layer. So does that make a difference? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im yesh bekafui mea sa tala be'echad omea. Rabbi Eliezer holds that provided that you had 100 before you peeled it off, 100 of chulin in the magura prior to the saw of truma falling in, even though you pulled it off, it made kind of two sections, saying this I know for certain doesn't have any truma, and what's left in the storage room, and this is some combination of truma and chulin. It doesn't matter, according to Rabbi Eliezer, since, as I put it, position doesn't matter. So it, when the saw of truma fell in, it became batal and annulled, and the whole mixture is permitted, provided that there was 100 there when it first, 100 of chulin, when that one unit of truma fell in. And it doesn't matter that you peeled off some off top, doesn't make a difference. Now, if you read the words carefully, it doesn't seem to be saying that. I can't help it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the words translate literally as im yesh bekafui, if there is in that top layer mea sa, 100 sa, then tala be'echad omea, then it should be annulled by 101, but it's not to be understood the way it translates literally, but rather how I explained it before. And the Bar Tanur explicitly says, I'll read it to you inside, Mefarish b'Yushalmi, the Yushalmi explains, Dahache ka'amar, this is what it means to say, Im yesh b'kafui, if there is in that top layer that you peeled off, im masha tachtav, plus what was beneath that top layer, left in the storage room, echad omea, a total of 101, meaning the one that fell in plus 100 more, then tale, then the whole thing can be considered annulled, and the whole mixture is permissible. And the chiddush is, even though you went and separated it, identifying the suffic portion, let's call it, on top, and the vadai chulin portion below, it doesn't matter. This is Rabbi Eliezer, that's his shita. Rabbi Yehoshua, on the other hand, Omer, lo sa'aleh. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, he's machmer, he says position matters, and since you know it's on top, you can't include what's down below, that is certainly not a mixture of chulin and the truma together, to count towards 100. Rather, says Rabbi Yehoshua, sa truma shenafla al pi magura, if you have a one sa'ah that falls once I'll have truma that falls on top of the grain silo, yak pe'ena, you must peel off the top layer. And then you'll make a cheshbon. If what's in the top layer happens to be 101 sa, then that top layer is also okay. But presumably it isn't. And that being the case, Rabbi Yehoshua holds, you must peel off what you are mesupak about, what you're not sure about, leaving a bottom layer. The bottom layer, which is pure chulin, is for sure permissible. As for the top layer, well, assuming that you don't have 100 times of chulin against one time of truma, meaning assuming that your top, the kipui, the layer you peeled off, isn't 101 sa altogether, so then that whole mixture is meduma, and you can't eat any of it. And that's the halacha like Rabbi Yehoshua. So meaning the chiddush is, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, you must peel off a top layer. You can't just assume the best. You have to peel off what you can and treat that all as a meduma mixture, even though if you wouldn't have peeled it off, you might have had 100 of chulin in the mix altogether, plus the one that fell in. You can't do that. You can't rely on that. Again, in the words, it doesn't read exactly so smoothly. I'll look at it inside. I'll just point it out to you. It says, Rabbi Yeshua Mer lo sa'ale. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't simply use the 100 beneath it to be mevatel, to annul the one that fell in afterwards. And then the next sentence here, it's not perfectly clear it's Rabbi Yeshua talking, but the Bartanura speaks out that it indeed is him. So then it just says, like a new sentence, which could be understood as a standalone sentence, but that would be incorrect. It says, sa truma shnafla al pi magura, when you have one sa that falls in, says Rabbi Yehoshua, yak pi'ena, you must peel it off. That's Rabbi Yehoshua's psak. You must peel off the top, even though now you are making like a vadai meduma mixture from what you peeled off. That was the case anyways. And if that's the case anyways, the Mishnah once say, listen, we know the rule is if you have one that falls into 100, one truman that falls into 100 of chulin, the mixture is okay. So when would that rule ever apply? The imkain, if that's true, Rabbi Yehoshua, that you must peel off the top layer, pulling off everything that is included in your suffix, then lama amru truma ola be'echad omea. Why was there this rule given that, oh, if one falls into 100, it's okay? I mean, it's not okay. You say you're requiring them to peel it off and not solve the problem, and not allow the problem to be solved through bittel. So Rabbi Yeshua answers, that is only b'she'enu yadua im balulasein. He says, yeah, that means if you don't know how mixed or if that truma got mixed in, so then all of the chulin in the mix is part of your question mark, and therefore there's nothing to peel off. Ola ayanafla, or simply you don't know where it fell into, and therefore you can't peel any particular layer of the mix off because you don't know where the original truma fell in. But if you do know where the truma fell in, and you know that it hasn't been mixed up, so then you're required to pull out everything that is included in the suffix, and if that pulled out combination of truma and chulin doesn't add up to 101 times total, the amount of the truma that fell in, then that what you pulled off is meduma and cannot be eaten, must be sold to a kohen for the price of the chulin anyways. Yeah, can't charge him for the truma you owe him. And what was left behind, meaning the part that's definitely not truma, that is totally permissible to eat, l'chachila, not a problem. And that's the halacha like Rabbi Yehoshua.